You're listening to the original Hollywood Swinger. What you got to say? James St. James. The real Jimmy Hollywood.
And he's brought to you this morning by Wolf Pet Wellness Resort at Woodstock, providing pet care services in a healthy, stimulating, and positive environment. Sit, stay, play. Happy Friday, Jimmy Hollywood.
Right back at you. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's Rumor Friday. I'm ready to go. How about you?
Yeah. Hey, the weekend's here. I'm ready to roll. How you doing there, Miss Marcy?
I'm doing pretty good, Jimmy. Like you said, it's a Friday. It's a Rumor Friday. Like, what could go wrong, right?
Let's do it.
So our daily debate today, Jimmy, since we've noticed that our listeners really like food-themed debates, we've decided to kind of keep that theme going. But today we want to know, if we were having a potluck, Jimmy, what would you bring?
Ooh, let me think. There's a couple things. Okay, I think I would bring a big dish of my mexchetti.
Okay.
Huh. Mexchetti.
What's
what it
that?
Is, yeah. It's spaghetti with really good ground beef, the best ground beef you can find.
Okay. Oh, okay, that sounds good.
But here's the secret. Here's the secret. Instead of Italian sauce, okay?
Yeah.
Mexican taco sauce.
Oh, that would be good. Oh, yeah.
Please try it sometime. Do everything you do for spaghetti, but instead of Italian, go with the Mexican taco sauce.
Yes. I'd love to try that. Yeah.
I think I'll make some today.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go. It's Friday. The weekend's here. That means it's rumor day. So let's go right to my love line. Okay, a week ago, this was a rumor. Yesterday, it became a fact.
Ooh.
Nose to nose, toes to toes are actors Bill Hader and Ali Wong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, she's at the top of her game, okay? She got a new man, Bill, and then critical acclaim for that miniseries, Beef. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Okay.
She says, where's the beef? Yeah, right here with my guy. He's a lover and he's a hater all at the same time.
Literally.
That's good.
All right, ready or not, the rumor is that Charlie Sheen may be making a comeback. I'll tell you what I'm hearing. He and his 2.5 Men producer, Chuck Lorre, have kissed and made up. You know, they feuded for a few years after Charlie walked off the set of 2.5 Men.
Right.
You remember that's when Ashton Kutcher came in.
Right.
Well, Charlie and Chuck, okay, they're best buds again. So the rumor is that Lorre is casting Sheen in a new sitcom called How to Be a Bookie, starring the hotter-than-hot stand-up comic Sebastian Maniscalco. I tell you, Charlie better bring his A game, because Sebastian right now, he is at the top of his. This guy is a shark.
Okay.
You're going to buy stock, Sebastian Maniscalco. Remember that.
Hmm.
All right, the rumor that I reported 3 Fridays ago may have some validity. Now, remember I told you that there were whispers that Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey could be half-brothers. Well, guess what, Dan? It's been confirmed by Woody. Woody says that Matthew's mom had a fling with his father.
Oh.
Yeah, check out the photo I put up where the two are, I think they're in the ocean swimming. I guarantee they could be brothers, no question.
Wow.
All right, I'm hearing that Wynonna Judd has put together a documentary. It will air, starting next Wednesday on Paramount Plus. The doc is titled Between Hell and Hallelujah, of course, centered around the highs and lows of the Judd family.
Right.
Surely she'll address the rumors of her suicide of their mom, Naomi. Now, following the documentary on CMT, they will present the Judd's Love is Alive, the final concert, a 2-hour event next Saturday, April 29th on CMT.
Okay.
All right, here's a hot rumor. I'm hearing whispers of an up-to-date, big-screen version of the classic TV series Golden Girls.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, you remember the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is a blockbuster. Okay, starring in the real-life new version would be real-life best friends Laura Dern, Courtney Cox, Reese Witherspoon, and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, my God.
I just
really?
Wish Betty White was still around to make a cameo.
Oh, wouldn't it be? Oh,
yeah.
It'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I understand they're going to use flashbacks of the originals.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
it should be fun.
Nice.
And I remember a few years ago, Dan, I was at a Hollywood event, and all four of these BFFs were sitting at the same table, and I was at the table next to them. And I remember hearing them joking, and they were joking. They said, you know, the older we get, the more we become the real-life Golden Girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, at that moment, I said to myself, yeah, I guarantee something's being planned here. Something's being planned.
Yeah.
And you know, at the moment, of the four starlets, three are single. Laura, Jennifer, and more recently, Reese.
Wow.
And Courtney, she might as well be single. Her man lives full-time in the U.K.
Okay. Oh.
All right, one more rumor. One more rumor. You're going to love this one. Okay, speaking of the U.K., as we get closer to King Charles' coronation...
Yes.
I can confirm a rumor of five Fridays ago. You remember I said then that Lionel Richie will be one of the entertainers.
Right.
Right.
Well, let me give you some background. Lionel and King Charles III, they've been friends for years.
Is that right?
They're pretty they're similar in age. Lionel is 73, the King is 74. And listen to this, okay? Back in the day when Lionel, okay, when he would hit London, he and Charlie, that's what he calls him, he and Charlie used to, they'd go out to do a little, little London nightlife.
Yes.
In fact, the rumor is, Dan, that when the 29-year-old prince first met the 16-year-old Diana, one of the first things they found out they shared in common was their mutual love of the music of Lionel Richie.
Interesting.
Oh, it gets better. It's further rumored, just like any new couple, you got to have a song, right?
Yes.
Well, okay, well, their song was one that Lionel wrote while he was in the group, the Commodores.
Okay.
I'm sure you know the song, Just to Be Close to You.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Huh.
Listen to the words. I'll tell you, the young prince was bit by the love bug, and he was pouring out his king of hearts.
Wow.
My question, and this is a rumor, you watch for this. If Lionel Richie sings that song at the coronation, that would be the king's secret tribute to the late Princess Diana.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Ooh, something to watch for, huh?
Yeah, we'll have to see.
How's that for a royal rumor?
I love it.
Okay. Hey, have a great weekend. Be safe. I'll see you Monday. I'm the real Jimmy Hollywood.
Thanks, Jimmy.